Craig Neiman is the CEO of the City of Greater Bendigo. And the reason I tell you that is because he is on the line right now. Craig, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robert. How are you going?
Very well indeed, thanks. So next council meeting coming up on Monday. What can we expect?
So a virtual meeting again, Robert, because of restrictions that we've still got on in place. The council meeting will be available for people to watch online. 6 p.m. start. There's a couple of planning matters as usual, where applicants haven't been able to reach the desired outcome in terms of the council having to make a decision. So a couple of reports there, and one of the key things is there'll be awarding the successful applicants to the Farming Advisory Committee,
right?
Which is a great committee that helps us really work across the rural parts of our municipality and understand the needs of the rural communities and help us guide our decision making and service delivery in those areas.
Hello, Craig. Steve here. So it's that fun Steve. Time of year, rates due for those paying in full.
Fun and paying rates doesn't go in the same sentence, I don't think, Steve. It is something that we do have to make sure that people are aware of, though. So there are a number of different options for people to pay their rates. Installments, which are 4 installments throughout the year. People can come and pay at any time. Quite a lot of people pay in full when they first receive their notice. If people are going to pay by full, then they need to pay by Monday close of business. So that's available at our customer service centres at Bendigo and Heathcote. Paying by card or credit or cheque, we can receive those. We're not receiving cash at the moment. So anyone that wants to pay by cash can also pay at Australia Post or Bendigo Bank branches. There are a number of different locations. You don't have to come into the office to pay your rates. You can do it online even. So just a reminder to all those who might not have paid their rates yet to think about doing that before close of business on Monday.
Yes, indeed. You know, Steve, that Craig actually changes his telephone ringtone at rate time. It sounds like this. Anywho, Huckley Family Fun Day, Craig. What's going on there?
So we obviously have a lot of fun activities over the summer. We've got great rec reserves and parks and gardens around Greater Bendigo. So Sunday 21st of Feb, so not this Sunday but the following one, Huntley Rec Reserve, which is called Strosh Reserve, free family day from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. People have to book tickets though, Rob and Steve, so they need to go on the City of Greater Bendigo website and book online. And there'll be lots of family-friendly activities, music, entertainment, the animal farm, a climbing wall, face painting, music, everything. So really good opportunity to pack the family up and go out there for those few hours and have a bit of fun out in the open spaces of Strosh Reserve.
It's another good time for you at the council. The local government satisfaction survey, do people generally say nice things?
Not always, but this is an independent survey. It happens every year for us to be able to understand where we're sitting in terms of community satisfaction. So 400 people across the municipality are phoned and interviewed. You don't have to give out any other financial or personal details, so make sure you don't. There's been a bit of scamming happening around this, apparently. But questions about the council services, so the quality of our roads, the our ability to respond, to advocate, to do the things that community needs us to do. So we get a significant report back later in the year, and we can compare it from year to year to see how we're progressing and if there's been improvements made or, in fact, we've gone backwards. So
yeah,
important that the community take up that opportunity to participate in the survey.
All righty. Yeah, I had one of those scam ones the other day. You know, the ones that they go, you know, do not hang up. This is the FBI or someone like that.
Yeah, yeah.
It wouldn't surprise you, though, would it, Robert?
As long as it wasn't a collection agency.
All the time,
Robert. Yeah, those bloody collection agencies. I hate them. Works to commence finally, Craig. Works to commence, yep, at Wolston's Croft Reserve as well.
Yeah, so this is along Back Creek, Haviland Street East. We've been working with the community to try and get some more better activities or better space there. It's a former quarry site for people that have been around Bendigo for a fair while. It was a quarry, then it got filled up with, we'll call it rubbish, rubble, building materials, etc. Because of that, we've got to put a cap on it, and the EPA, through a consultant, have said you've got to put a certain depth of cap and make sure that the water can't leachate through into the what was the former landfill. So we'll do that, start that process next week, and it'll take till May to do that. There'll be work on the site between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. During the week, and 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. on Saturdays. And then we'll start to progress with stage one of the redevelopment of the site, which will be a play space and, you know, some goals and fun activities for young people and families to go and enjoy at any time of the day. So great to see that work finally getting up and running.
Absolutely. Craig, as always, great to chat. Have a fine week, and good luck with those little rate collections, mate. And we'll talk again next week.
Thank you.
Good idea. Craig Neiman, City of Greater Bendigo CEO, joining us on the Wake Up Call.